Okay, so thanks so much. And may I have your name first?
Jax. And then what was the second one?
What's your major?
Oh, major film.
Nice. So, you just said that will be your first vote.
Yeah, it's right? My first year voting.
Could you tell me more about how did you register? Have you registered and how did you register?
I did register, and I registered personally through my phone. It was surprisingly simpler than I thought it would be. The process was quick. I just needed my ID, my state ID, and then just some basic information about where I lived and stuff like that. So it was actually, it was really easy to do, which was surprising. And I think that was, which is like, I guess it's a good thing because if it, the process is too complicated, no one's going to really want to sign up. So, yeah.
That's true. So how did you told you to do it, or how did you know that you should register?
I knew that I needed to register. I just didn't know when I should. But UW, there's a whole bunch of places set up. Like they'll have stands and stuff like that, where other students will encourage you to sign up or vote. They would even have stands where you can sign up then and there to vote, which is also really helpful. And I didn't do it there, obviously, but the process there also seems very simple and fast. So,
nice. So you mentioned that's your first vote. So what's your feeling? Are you excited? And what's your yeah?
Well, at first it was kind of dreadful because my first year voting, it would have to be I think personally the two bad candidates. But now that we have Kamala in the race, I feel much more confident giving her my vote. And less dreadful about the whole election. So, but yeah.
So do you remember any other experience with voting? Have you go to vote with your parents or any family members or friends at all?
Both of my parents are undocumented. So, it's a reason why I'm voting. I'm voting for them as well. But, I've had people come to my house and be like, oh, have you signed up and stuff like that to my parents? And they'll have to turn them away saying, no, they cannot. Which is always kind of sucky because I know my parents want to contribute as well to putting that vote out. So that's my experience with it.
So, since you are kind of also voting for them, what's the deciding factor for you to see the candidate, or what's the most concerning issue for you?
For me personally, it's mostly how it's going to affect people around me and my family and me personally, and just how the next 4 years are going to look on everybody I care about. So I did a lot of research and I looked into both policies and everything they're going for. And, Trump's not a good candidate. Even if you put all the terrible things he does in general, he just doesn't have the people's interests in mind, I believe, because, he wants to do tax cuts to corporations and billionaires. And the average American is not that. So, I'm going towards Kamala because she actually seems to have the people's interests in mind, especially with, I think Tim Walz is his name, picking him to be vice president. It's just very towards the people, and I think that's someone that's going to really do well for the 4 years and won't affect me or my family greatly. So that sounds good.
So it's basically how much that will impact your and your community, right?
Yeah, basically, because I think it's safe for no matter what your political views is you just want what's best that's for your community. And from what I've seen, Kamala just seems like the best option for my community and what I stand for.
So next question will be why do you think voting is so important? I mean, you have already covered a little bit, but
I think people, one thing I've seen is people be voting is it's just another thing. It's not going to be a big deal. but a lot of people don't. It's usually coming from a place of privilege, I've realized. Voting is a very important thing, no matter how privileged you are, because it shapes the 4 years and then the 4 years after as well, because, you know, the president can make new economic decisions, and those take a while for those to get in effect. So let's say, like, right now we're living in Trump's economy, and it's affecting us greatly. And if Camilla makes those changes, in the next 8 years, we'll probably be at a better spot than we are now. And so if you want changes like that, you have to do that vote, and you have to not just vote for presidency, but also vote, like, in the local elections, because that's when you can really start making change and difference, and where you can see, like, your vote going towards something you actually want it to go towards. So if that's, like, even if it's something simple, like you want better roads on your neighborhood or stuff like that, you know, starting at your local election and then voting for your presidential, that can, like, really help, because, like, the person you're voting for may want to focus on those things. So it, like, stuff like that, it just matters, you know? Like, even if it's something small, like, if you want something small changed, you're going to have to vote to have it be changed.
So it basically, you can consider this as a first step to make changes, right?
Yeah, even if it's a small step, a step is a step. And as long as we keep doing what we're doing now, which is voting locally and voting when it comes to presidency and stuff like that, I feel like America will be at a better spot than it is right now.
So is there anything else that you want to share regarding to voting?
Just vote, even if you think, no matter what party you are, just vote, because it's important to vote, and always vote local. That's where it really, really matters as well. Voting local is where we start anything, and so I will always encourage my peers and just anybody to vote locally and vote at every election you can, because it does matter.
Great, thanks so much. Yeah.